Thrawn watched the other wend his way back across the bridge, and as the doors slid solidly shut behind him, the Grand Admiral turned to Pelion. Pelion braced himself, trying not to wince.
"I want a course projection, Captain," Thrawn said, his voice cold but steady. "The most direct line from Niklon to Jomark, at the best speed a hyperdrive-equipped X-Wing could take it."
"Yes, Admiral."
Pelion signaled to the navigator, who nodded and got busy.
"You think he's right about Skywalker going there?"
Thrawn shrugged fractionally.
"The Jedi had ways of influencing people, Captain, even over considerable distances. It's possible that even out here he was close enough to Skywalker to plant a suggestion or compulsion. Whether those techniques will work on another Jedi," he shrugged again, "we'll see."
"Yes, sir."
The numbers were starting to track across Pelion's display now.
"Well, even if Skywalker leaves Niklon immediately, there won't be any problem getting Sabaoth to Jomark ahead of him."
"I knew that much already, Captain," Thrawn said. "What I need is a bit more challenging. We're going to drop Sabaoth off on Jomark, then backtrack to a point on Skywalker's projected course. A point at least 20 light-years away, I think."
Pelion frowned at him. The expression on Thrawn's face made the back of his neck tingle.
"I don't understand, sir,"
he said carefully. The glowing eyes regarded him thoughtfully.
"It's quite simple, Captain. I mean to disabuse our great and glorious Jedi Master of his growing belief that he's indispensable to us."
Pelion got it then.
"So we wait along Skywalker's projected approach to Jomark and ambush him."
"Precisely," Thrawn nodded. "At which point we decide whether to capture him for Sabaoth," his eyes hardened, "or simply kill him."
Pelion stared at him, feeling his jaw drop.
"You promised Sabaoth he could have him."
"I'm reconsidering the deal," Thrawn told him coolly. "Skywalker has proved himself to be highly dangerous, and by all accounts has already withstood at least one attempt to turn him. Sabaoth should have more success bending Skywalker's sister and her twins to his will."
Pelion glanced behind him at the closed doors, reminding himself firmly that there was no way for Sabaoth to eavesdrop on their conversation with all the Islamari scattered around the Chimera's bridge.
"Perhaps he's looking forward to the challenge, sir,"
he suggested cautiously. "There will be many challenges for him to face before the Empire is reestablished. Let him save his talents and cunning for those."
Thrawn turned back to his monitors.
"At any rate, he'll likely forget all about Skywalker once he has the sister. I expect our Jedi Master's wants and desires will prove to be as erratic as his moods."
Pelion thought back. On the matter of Skywalker, at least, Sabaoth's desires seemed to have remained remarkably steady.
"I respectfully suggest, Admiral, that we still make every possible effort to take Skywalker alive."
He had a flash of inspiration.
"Particularly since his death might induce Sabaoth to leave Jomark and return to Wayland."
Thrawn looked back at him, glowing eyes narrowed.
"Interesting point, Captain," he murmured softly. "Interesting point indeed. You're right, of course. By all means, we must keep him off Wayland. At least until the work on the Spa'arti cylinders is finished, and we have all the Islamari there we're going to need."
He smiled tightly.
"His reaction to what we're doing there might not be at all pleasant."
"Agreed, sir,"
Pelion said. Thrawn's lip twitched.
"Very well, Captain. I accede to your suggestion."
He straightened himself in his seat.
"It's time to be going. Prepare the Chimera for light speed."
Pelion turned back to his displays.
"Yes, sir. Direct route to the rendezvous point?"
"We'll be making a short detour first. I want you to swing us around the system to the commercial outvector near the shield ship depot and drop some probes to watch for Skywalker's departure. Near system and farther out."
He looked out the viewport in Niklon's direction.
"And who knows? Where Skywalker goes,
the Millennium Falcon often goes as well. And then we'll have them all."